The Swiss central bank says it will give the embattled Credit Suisse bank a lifeline of up to 50 billion Swiss francs, as markets feared the venerable Swiss bank Credit Suisse would run out of money, and its main shareholder, Saudi National Bank, they refused to lend any more. And this follows the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in the US recently. For more on these developments, Sam Jones, correspondent with the Financial Times, joins us from Zurich. What's going on, especially with this bailout of Credit Suisse Bank, Sam?
Morning. What's happening is that the Swiss National Bank is providing liquidity support to Credit Suisse. That's sort of short-term loans mostly. And Credit Suisse has said that it's taking this money as a precaution. So their executive team is trying to tell people that it's not that they need it, it's just that they're being overcautious, and they're really trying to kill all of the rumours that are swirling around about Credit Suisse and its financial stability and nip them in the bud.
It's one of the 50 biggest banks in the world. There's a famous economist, Nouriel Roubini, who predicted the last banking crash when many didn't foresee it. He's been asking overnight, is Credit Suisse Bank too big to fail, but also too big to be bailed out?
Well, the answer is neither, in this case, I would say. The Swiss government, the Swiss National Bank, has obviously provided this liquidity. They've sort of said, you know, there are no concerns that they have about the Credit Suisse's financial viability. It's a huge potential lifeline, $50 billion. And the situation is very different from 2008. Credit Suisse says it has no kind of bad assets on its books. This is all about market rumor and confidence. And it follows, you know, two or three years of really terrible scandals at Credit Suisse that have dented that confidence. And that's why they need this. And also, Credit Suisse is saying that, you know, there's no problem with their clients. They're not leaving. Depositors aren't flying out the door like they have been in previous crises. So, you know, that they're trying to reassure as much as they can here.
Mm-hmm. Except we have also seen Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank in the US go to the wall, and there are fears about the robustness of the system there, especially with bank regulations having been rolled back and decades of easy money.
Of course. And, you know, banking crises are all about confidence when it comes to it. You know, if enough depositors fear that a bank is not viable, then that starts a sort of spiral of events that can run very quickly out of control. And what Silicon Valley Bank has demonstrated in events in the last few days is that people's confidence in the financial system is still shaky. You know, the financial crisis may well be nearly a decade and a half in the past, but people remember it in financial markets very keenly. And Silicon Valley Bank's collapse, I think, has reminded people that we are not in a new or different era, and that we still live in times of great financial uncertainty.
And people in households all over this country remember the impact on them too. And this brings us to the European Central Bank and their decision to be taken at lunchtime today on interest rate hikes. And they were expected to pursue an interest rate hike because they're very concerned about the rate of inflation, which is stubborn, and they believe that's the best way to bring it down. But the impact, for instance, on Credit Suisse's solvency if interest rates go up by 0.5%.
Yeah, I mean, the ECB will certainly be given pause for thought by events surrounding Silicon Valley Bank and Credit Suisse in particular. You know, Credit Suisse is a really important bank in the European banking system, and any doubts about its solvency naturally can translate into doubts about the solvency of other European banks. So doing anything sudden with interest rates, anything that might unnerve financial markets more, is certainly something that they will be having to weigh very carefully against the economic need to tame inflation. So there are several analysts out there at the moment in the last 24 hours, 48 hours, that are saying, you know, this may well play into the ECB's decision on interest rates, and maybe that half point hike is no longer looking so certain.
All right, and we'll have more on that after 8, but for the moment, Sam Jones, correspondent with the Financial Times in Zurich. Thank you for joining us. It's 24 minutes past 7.